With the upcoming by-election set for January 10, 2024, the Westlock News asked all candidates several questions on local issues and areas of importance, in a question-and-answer format. Here are their replies. Why are you the best candidate for the position of mayor, councillor? Brett. I have a strong combination of experience and commitment to Westlock. Experience through having already served as town councillor for 3 terms and sat on nearly every board there is. Commitment through my roles as a local self-employed businessman for 20 years and a volunteer firefighter, now lieutenant, for 8. Kramer. The strength of a good mayor lies in their soft skills. I know how to create vision, build consensus, and will be accessible to the community. I come to the role with an already strong alignment with the town's current councillors and a good working relationship with our SAO. Hodge. I don't know that I am the best candidate. I think that's for the electors to decide. I first ran for the school board because I thought they were visionary at the time, and as an elected official, I made decisions based on principle, not expedience. I think our councils have generally demonstrated a principled approach, and I'd like to be part of that process. Peterson. I am bold enough to speak up when I have a concern about a proposed resolution, bylaw, or policy. I actively stand up for traditional conservative family values. I don't have business interests in town that would contribute to perceived conflicts of interest. I believe in increased transparency, as demonstrated by how I have brought attention to Resolution 2023-0271. I believe in listening to and respecting the voice of the people. Plett. I have a strong moral compass that can navigate well in our small town with small town values. I believe in economic, cultural, employment and community growth and expansion. I love seeing small business pop up and resume in Westlock. Rainer. Being a small business owner required fiscal responsibility, planning and innovation. The Municipal Planning Commission has given me an understanding of the responsibilities of an elected official. 41 years as a husband, father and grandfather have required listening, respect, compassion and compromise, all essential skills in public service. Truckee. I am confident that I'm the most qualified candidate because of my past 17 years of experience on council, my ongoing dedication to community through service clubs and community activism, as well as my experience in the business community. The role of a councillor is to unite people towards making informed decisions that benefit the community, and I am known as a skilled consensus builder. I am committed to fostering collaboration and aligning diverse perspectives for the greater good of our community. What are your priorities? Brett. To bring to light what's caused council to change in the last 7 months and then help rechart Westlock's course to one that's more in line with its citizens' interests. To restore lines of communication where residents feel heard and focus on delivering services in a timely and acceptable manner. Kramer. Economic development. Collaboration with our partners in the county and Clyde. Responsible spending. Data-driven decision-making that maximizes the lifespan of our buildings and infrastructure. Community engagement. Exploring new, creative avenues to connect residents with each other and with their council. More info at www.kramerformayor.ca. Hodge. To improve Westlock's profile and for the community to reap the benefits. Like most people, I'm attracted to, and visit, communities that interest me and travel past those that don't. I'd like to make Westlock attractive and interesting enough to encourage traffic, be it individual or business traffic. That kind of success builds on itself. Peterson. Reducing costs. One of my top priorities is figuring out ways Westlock can reduce costs. For example, there is no reason we need to be paying 4 people to work in planning when we haven't built a new house in 2 years. Let's explore ways we can reduce costs and then pass those savings onto the taxpayers with reduced taxes and reduced franchise fees. Increasing jobs. Additionally, let's work to increase the number of high-paying jobs here in Westlock by removing the barriers that keep our current businesses from expanding. Let's do what we can to entice new businesses to set up shop here, including manufacturing companies. Let's be somewhat selective with regards to the new organizations that come to town, focusing on inviting ones that complement what we already have. Plet. My priorities are to ensure the municipal governing body is following and building on the basic principles of transparency, honesty, integrity, open communication and truly listening to all the members of the town. Rainer. To ensure growth and a solid financial base for the town and develop the incentives, activities and opportunities that will ensure our young people choose Westlock to live, work and, one day, raise their families. Truckee. Promoting economic prosperity by supporting the objectives of the Regional Economic Development and Marketing Plan, collaborating with town staff, senior administration, and fellow council members to ensure efficient governance in our community, strengthening ties with provincial and federal governments to explore potential grant opportunities for Westlock and the surrounding area, sustaining the momentum of previous efforts on our recreation master plans and examining the future of seniors' housing in our community and supporting the facilitation of an increase in the development of residential housing to meet the evolving needs of our community. What are your thoughts on the crosswalk and flagpole bylaw? Brett. I support the grassroots initiative by citizens who proposed a bylaw seeking to restore neutrality and equality back to Westlock's public places. Council have been extremely dismissive and even disdainful towards these citizens. I'll respect the results of the plebiscite where Westlock residents, not town council, will decide its fate. Kramer. Every level of Canadian government uses its public infrastructure to promote diversity, equity and inclusion, federal, provincial, municipal. Plain and simple, it's common practice and good governance. I will strongly encourage residents to vote no on February 22. An inclusive Westlock is a viable Westlock. Hodge. Regardless of whether one considers it a delight or an irritant, a big ol' nothing burger or a flashpoint, the Rainbow Crosswalk was life-changing for the kids. That should be celebrated. The bylaw petition and plebiscite are moot. The Municipal Government Act fetters council's bylaw making discretion when such a petition is confirmed. If the vote is a yes for the bylaw, council must enact it. Peterson. There are individuals in this community who have felt bullied. However, we don't solve a bullying problem by doing more bullying. Imposing an image that does not resonate with many community members on public property is a form of bullying and does not effectively solve the problem. Many community members do not perceive the progressive pride symbol to be an inclusive symbol, in part because it does not reflect traditional family values. Let's make it clear that we support healthy boundaries by voting in favor of the bylaw on neutrality on February 22. Plet. I do not believe that one group should exploit their values over any other. If we are truly equal people, no group should be identified as special. We have kept public property neutral for years without major issues or conflicts. I believe we should continue with what has worked. Rainer. My thoughts on the neutrality bylaw are that the voters should make the decision and I will support them whatever they decide. Truckee. I firmly believe that residents should possess the means to actively engage and question their elected officials. However, the consensus across all levels of Canadian government, be it federal, provincial, or municipal, is in support of utilizing public infrastructure to foster diversity and inclusion. This practice is considered sound governance, and that's precisely why no other municipality in Alberta has contemplated a bylaw of this nature. Therefore, I won't support the proposed bylaw. A town's core business is service-oriented, clearing the streets, and making sure the water is running, providing recreation opportunities. It is time to move on to more important issues for our community. What would you do to further encourage economic development in Westlock? Brett. First, to care for and assist in the growth of developments that we already have. To deal with vacant and dilapidated properties that threaten community safety and values. Then, to look for ways we can reduce red tape and help streamline the process for new developments considering the town. Kramer. Locally, we're working on a business granting program for signage, with future extensions to storefront improvements and marketing plans. Regionally, we've been building a branding and marketing initiative with the county and Clyde. Our future success is tied to one another and we are committed to hunting as a pack. Hodge. Well, I do have some history supporting economic development in Westlock. During my time as economic development coordinator, Westlock grew, businesses started, businesses grew and businesses shuttered. There is no magic bullet for economic development. Westlock's greatest successes in economic development come when it's allowed to grow from within. When local entrepreneurs feel supported, they succeed, they grow and they hire. They're the ones taking the risks, and community leaders and decision makers need to be mindful of that, for community growth, not just tax revenue. A municipality cannot on one hand promote business and economic development while on the other levy fees and taxes that are restrictive. Maintaining residential tax rates at the expense of commercial tax rates is a strategy that needs careful consideration if economic development is a goal. Peterson. I have been chatting with local business owners. Some are looking to expand, but have stated that the town of Westlock has put up barriers to their expansion. Let's do what we can to remove those barriers and reduce red tape and encourage local businesses to thrive and grow. When it comes to attracting new business, let's focus on businesses that offer high-paying jobs rather than low-paying jobs. Increasing the number of high-paying jobs here will broaden our tax base. Plett. I would like to be a strong voice for economic development. I would encourage small business ventures. I would encourage in-town incentive shopping. I would encourage in-town promotional advertising. I would encourage community get-togethers and functions, building on community awareness versus division and negativity. Rainer. Council should be looking at developing incentives that will inspire new businesses to choose Westlock as a base of operation. These could be in the form of municipal tax breaks, short-term assistance with utilities during startup, etc. Incentives that make Westlock stand apart from surrounding communities. Truckee. In considering economic development, my perspective is that communities thrive by fostering good infrastructure, including transportation, employment opportunities, utilities, and advocacy, while also capitalizing on our proximity to the central region. Westlock is fortunate to possess these attributes, providing a solid foundation to build upon. However, the critical aspect for Westlock's progress lies not solely in business development but in housing development as well. Now is time for the town of Westlock to re-engage in the endeavor of creating residential building lots. For too long, we have been in a standstill, awaiting developers to come to Westlock, a strategy that has proven unsuccessful.